Let's listen to what the Lord has to say to us in the process of helping us. Let's turn to John chapter 7, verses 37 to 39. John chapter 7, verses 37 to 39. Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive, for the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified." The Lord Jesus came, and when he died on the cross, it was not just to forgive us our sins. More than that, he came to give us life, and life abundantly. So we all know that in the midst of our struggles, going through life on this earth, we face many difficulties, disappointments, frustrations, and failures. We seek to overcome these as we learn from the world and as we think of what we are able to do. But God wants to help us to recognize that however much we may be able to do, ultimately we can do nothing unless we abide in him. We have no life in ourselves, and that life comes from the Lord. Let's ponder over what the Lord Jesus said. "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." In all our struggles, in what we are seeking to do, we will be thirsty. The world can never satisfy us. Our abilities can never see us through the struggles of life in a meaningful way. As we come to the Lord, he tells us that we can find refreshment, not just for the moment, but overflowing abundance, not just for ourselves, but also for others. From his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. Rivers of living water, life from God, the life of God, given to us through the Holy Spirit, working in our hearts as we seek to identify with him, to live for him. We are thirsty, we are hungry, we struggle, we fail, we are miserable. As we come to the Lord, we find refreshment. We find his life, his sufficiency, his undertaking, his presence with us. As we struggle with failures, with impatience, with problems of life, we come to him and we find overflowing, abundant life through the Spirit. So let us ask him to help us to learn to come to him at all times, to express our gratitude to him and to ask him to work in us more deeply, to learn how to trust him, depend on him, and live for him. Let's ask him to help us, not just for ourselves, but that we will be a better member of the body of Christ, that we will be able to take our part in the kingdom of God, fulfill our responsibility as he calls us, and be faithful to him. Each one of us doing our part, contributing as he leads us, and going through life together with the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you care for each one of us, each one of us in our own personal context, and all of us together in the body of Christ. We thank you that you are concerned even in the little things of our lives. You understand us, you care for us, and you want to help us. We thank you that in the midst of our failures, we can find in you our rest, our sufficiency. We thank you that you desire to teach us how to trust you and walk with you, to be transformed in the Lord Jesus. We thank you that this is possible because he took our place, the punishment due to us, that we might be forgiven and that we might receive his life. We pray that you will help each one of us to appreciate you more, to be more conscious of who you are and what you're calling us towards, that we may respond well, that we will not grieve your heart, but bring joy to you. Help us to grow in our love for you, in our identification with what you are seeking to do in this world, to be faithful to your calling. We thank you and we pray that you continue to search our hearts and guide us, that we may know how to walk with you each day in all that we go through. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.